Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes the first foreign head to be bestowed with Bhutan's highest civilian award, Order of the Rukh Gyalpo. Delhi court remands Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to Enforcement Directorate custody till 28 March in excise policy case. UN General Assembly approves first resolution on artificial intelligence. IPL Cricket 2024 begins, opening match between Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bengaluru underway in Chennai. And in Swiss Open Badminton, Kidambi Srikanth, Kiran George and Priyanshu Rajawat to play their quarter-final matches of men's singles at Basel tonight. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk today conferred Bhutan's highest civilian award, the Order of the Rukh Gyalpo, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Thimphu. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said it is a very big day in his life. He said every award is special, but when one receives an award from another country, it shows that both countries are moving on the right path. He said this honour is not his personal achievement, but the honour of India and 140 crore Indians.
Ye samman meri vyaktigat uplabdhi nahi hai. Ye Bharat aur 140 crore Bhartiyon ka samman hai. Bhutan ki is mahan bhumi par main sabhi Bharatvasiyon ki or se ye samman namrata se swikar karta hu aur is samman ke liye aapka aur Bhutan ki janta ka hriday se koti koti dhanyawad karta hu.
Prime Minister Modi is the first foreign leader to be given this prestigious award. The citation of the order states that the award recognizes Prime Minister Modi's personal accomplishments and leadership and his contributions to strengthen the bonds of friendship between India and Bhutan. It also honors India's rise as a global power under his leadership and celebrates Bhutan's special bond with India. Prime Minister Modi also held talks with the King of Bhutan this afternoon at Tashi Chodong Palace in Thimphu. Both leaders renewed their commitment to the special and unique India-Bhutan friendship. They reviewed the bilateral ties and discussed ways to take them to new levels. Earlier in the day, India and Bhutan exchanged several agreements of mutual interest on energy, trade, connectivity, space and agriculture to further strengthen their partnership. The documents were exchanged between India and Bhutan in the presence of Prime Minister Modi and his Bhutanese counterpart, Chering Topge, in Thimphu. Mr. Modi said India and Bhutan enjoy long-standing and exceptional ties.
Hum Bharat Bhutan ke beech connectivity, infrastructure, ट्रेड और एनर्जी सेक्टर में नई संभावनाओं पर काम करेंगे. बेहतर एयर कनेक्टिविटी के लिए नया एयरपोर्ट हो, गैलेपू से कोकराजार, सामची से बनरहाट के बीच नए रेलवे लिंक हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र के जरिए वाटरवेज का संचालन हो, जल्द ही हम इन्हें तेजी से पूरा होता देखेंगे.
Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Bhutan will give a new boost to the bilateral relationship by focusing on developmental partnerships. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi today remanded Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to Enforcement Directorate custody till the 28th of March in excise policy case. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja passed the order. The ED had sought 10 days' custody for Kejriwal, who was produced before the Delhi court this afternoon following his arrest yesterday. The ED said that Kejriwal was directly involved in framing the now-withdrawn liquor policy. Earlier, the Delhi High Court had denied him interim protection from arrest. Kejriwal today withdrew his plea against arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the excise policy-linked money laundering case from the Supreme Court. It came hours after the Apex Court denied any relief to Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita. She was arrested in the same case last week. Following the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, the opposition has sought the Election Commission's interference. An all-party opposition delegation, which met with the poll body today, said they had presented evidence of agency's alleged misuse against the opposition. They emphasized that this is the first instance in the history of independent India where a sitting Chief Minister has been arrested. Leaders from the Congress, TMC, DMK, Left, Samajwadi Party and others were part of the delegation. The Election Commission is all set to conduct the 2024 general election. The poll body has deployed a strong team of 2,100 observers to make sure the elections are free and fair. Amongst a host of responsibilities they have been entrusted with, these observers will supervise district election officers and returning officers. A report.
The primary focus of these observers will be to prevent any instances of coercion, inducement or intimidation during the electoral process. They will also supervise the deployment of security forces and ensure their randomization. To uphold the fairness of the election proceedings, they have also been entrusted with overseeing the randomization of personnel and voting machines. To enhance accessibility and transparency, these observers are required to remain within their designated parliamentary constituencies and make their contact details readily available through various platforms, including websites and media outlets. They have been instructed to conduct extensive visits to polling stations. This will be done to assess and address any potential challenges or issues that may arise during the election period. In an effort to streamline the electoral process, the observers will also engage in meetings with political parties and candidates to facilitate cooperation and resolve any form of hurdles. This is Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashwani News, New Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nayana 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy,
stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Voting for the Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan will be held in the first phase on April the 19th and in the second phase on April the 26th. The nomination process for 12 Lok Sabha seats has started after the notification for the first phase, while the nomination process for 13 Lok Sabha seats for the second phase will start with the notification to be issued on March the 28th. More than 5 crore 32 lakh voters will be able to exercise their franchise in these elections. More from our correspondent.
The number of voters in this election has increased by 46 lakh compared to the last Lok Sabha elections in the state. Besides, there has been a significant increase in the registration of female voters as compared to the previous elections. Special efforts are being made to ensure maximum participation of youth in the electoral process. More than 11 lakh voters will get the home voting facility who are above 85 years of age or are eligible disabled voters. A total of 51,756 polling stations have been set up in the state, out of which maximum 2,611 polling stations are in Barmer. Out of the total 25 Lok Sabha seats in the state, BJP and Congress both have so far announced candidates on 15 seats. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The BJP today released the fourth list of 15 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The declared candidates are from the parliamentary constituencies in Puducherry and Tamil Nadu. Earlier, the party had released the names of 276 candidates for the general elections 2024. In Uttarakhand, BJP candidates filed their nominations for the Almora and Haridwar Lok Sabha seats today. Ajay Tamta, representing Almora, filed his nomination papers. On the other hand, Trivendra Singh Rawat, former Chief Minister of Uttarakhand and BJP candidate for the Haridwar Lok Sabha constituency, filed his nomination digitally. Yesterday, Umesh Kumar, an independent MLA from the Khanpur Assembly seat of Haridwar, also filed his nomination for the Haridwar Lok Sabha seat. The candidates of the Congress Party are yet to file nominations for any Lok Sabha seat in the state. It may be recalled that the voting for all 5 Lok Sabha seats in Uttarakhand is scheduled for the first phase on April the 19th. The UN General Assembly has approved the first resolution on artificial intelligence, AI. The resolution gives global support to an international effort to ensure the powerful new technology benefits all nations, respects human rights, and is safe, secure, and trustworthy. The resolution, sponsored by the United States and co-sponsored by 123 countries, was adopted by consensus with a bang of the gavel and without a vote. It means the resolution has the support of all 193 UN member nations. Over the past few months, the United States worked with more than 120 countries at the United Nations, including Russia, China, and Cuba, to negotiate the text of the resolution that was adopted yesterday. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has imposed a financial penalty of 80 lakh rupees on Air India Limited for violation of regulations about flight duty time limitations, FDTL, and fatigue management system, FMS, of the flight crew. DGCA conducted a spot audit of Air India Limited in January this year to verify the regulatory compliance by the operator in respect of FDTL and FMS regulations. During the audit, evidences were collected and fleet-wise random reports were analysed. The key domestic Indian benchmark indices ended on a positive note for the third consecutive session today. The Sensex gained 190 points to close at 72,831. The Nifty also rose 84 points to settle at 22,096. A report from the business desk.
Sensex gained 190 points to close at 72,831. NSE Nifty was also up by 84 points to settle at 22,096. In the foreign exchange market, the Indian rupee today ended at 83 rupees and 42 paise against the US dollar. Gold prices at the multi-commodity exchange for April contracts were trading at 65,942 rupees per 10 grams. Silver prices were trading at 74,774 rupees per kilogram for May contracts when reports last came in. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $85.48 per barrel when reports last came in. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
The Indian Premier League Cricket 2024 began in M.A.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening following a star-studded opening ceremony. The first match is underway between defending champions Chennai Super Kings, CSK, and Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB. The RCB skipper Faf du Plessis won the toss and elected to bat first. RCB were 102 for 5 in 15 overs when reports last came in. Rituraj Gaikwad is leading the CSK. In Swiss Open badminton, Indian shuttlers including Kidambi Srikanth, Kiran George and Priyanshu Rajawat will be playing their quarterfinal matches of the men's singles at Basel in Switzerland tonight. Kidambi will face Li Chiahao of Chinese Taipei. Kiran will meet Rasmus Gemke from Denmark, while Priyanshu will be up against Cho Tien Chun of Chinese Taipei in the last eight clash. In women's doubles, India's Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly lost to the Australian combination of Setiana Mapasa and Angela Yu 14-21, 15-21 in the quarterfinals this evening. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms will continue over northeast India till the 26th of this month. The IMD said widespread rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning will occur over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal during the next 5 days. The Weather Office has forecast isolated thunderstorms and lightning will prevail over Punjab and Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh with light rainfall and snowfall tomorrow. It said Bihar is also expected to witness thunderstorms and lightning with light to moderate rainfall. Now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes the first foreign head to be bestowed with Bhutan's highest civilian award, Order of the Druk Gyalpo. Delhi court remands Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to Enforcement Directorate custody till 28th March in excise policy case. UN General Assembly approves first resolution on artificial intelligence. IPL Cricket 2024 begins, opening match between Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bengaluru underway in Chennai. And in Swiss Open badminton, Kidambi Srikanth, Kiran George and Priyanshu Rajawat to play their quarterfinal matches of men's singles at Basel tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.